This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'm joined by the marketing manager of the Michigan Theater, Sarah Erlewine, filling in for Russ Collins, who is away this week on Cinema Chat. Thank you very much for being here today. I do appreciate it.
No, thank you so much for having me. It's always a joy to come out here and visit you.
Now, I imagine that getting to and from work this time of year with the Ann Arbor Art Fairs is a little bit difficult.
Yes. I've had to rearrange my schedule personally a little bit, taking buses instead of driving. But, you know, Ann Arbor is so lucky to have something like the art fair, and we're really lucky to be so well placed in the middle of it.
Now, you used to do this thing at the Michigan Theater every year where you would provide beer and brats for people who wanted to stop by, but this year it's a little different.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. It's something that we sort of transitioned into last year a little bit. So what we're really kind of are is a cooling station, you know. Everybody knows Ann Arbor Art Fair weather is always erratic.
All over the place.
All over the place. It's hot, it's wet, it's humid.
And all of that is in the forecast.
Exactly. I was listening on my way in. And so what we are is we're a really great place for artists and for the public to come in, take a breather, sit down, bring in your food, get some popcorn, listen to an organ concert. We're going to have our organists playing. We're going to have some matinee movies when you're ready for a little bit longer break. Come and use our restrooms and just kind of, you know, that kind of help prolong your ability to stay at art fair for a little bit longer. Coming out of the rain, you know.
Now, I know that business goes down during the art fairs. There's obviously so much going on in and around town. But this is a great way for the theater and its board to provide a community service.
Exactly. That's exactly right. We're a nonprofit, and we're a really important part of the community. And the community is really important to us. And so being a part of that, especially, like I said, where we're placed, we're a really great location to make that possible. So it's something we're really happy to offer.
And there's roughly half of the town who either leave or will do anything but the art
fair. Right. I've certainly done that myself.
And that's where the movies come in.
There are
options, and there are some really good ones.
Really good ones. We've got a really great lineup. So we've got a movie called Maudie that's opening, which is one that people have been looking forward to. This is sort of a period piece, a romance. It stars Ethan Hawke and Sally Hawkins, and it's a little bit quirky, it's a little funny. I think it takes place in Nova Scotia.
It is an independent art house film.
It is an independent art house film. It's the quintessential type of movie that we
right.
do. Yeah, it's going to be a really nice escape movie.
And The Little Hours is something that played during
Cinetopia. It did
very well.
It did really
so
well.
So now it's back.
Right, so now it's back. We were really lucky we were able to get one screening of that one, and then it only played at the College for Creative Studies in Detroit, so this is a chance for Ann Arbor audiences who couldn't have made it over to get a chance to see this riotously funny movie that is really raunchy and really hilarious, that got just great reviews from every audience member that I
met. Maybe leave the kids home, but a
Maybe
great time to be
had. Maybe leave the kids home, but if you're ready for a little bit of, you know, kind of, you know, in a little Monty Python-esque, but a little bit dirty, a little naughty, but really funny. That one's opening this week, too.
And then still playing is The Big Sick,
which I have
yet to see. But from everybody that I've talked to who has seen it, loves it.
Loves this movie. I have yet to see it, too. But as I was saying, I have a new puppy. So hopefully, that's like my my goal is to get out and actually see that one this weekend.
Who's training who?
Right. That's the question always. And but this movie, everyone I know who has seen this movie has raved about it. Coworkers have told me that I have to see this movie. Audience members have said that I have to see this movie. Every screening is ending with applause. So this is a comedy romance based on a true story of this comedian and his wife, and they wrote the movie together, and it's got Holly Hunter in it. And
that's good enough.
Yeah,
for me.
Right? I mean, so there's a lot of really good stuff going for this one, and I highly, highly recommend everybody go out to see this one. I'm planning on doing so.
Once again, it's called The Big Sick. You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair sitting alongside Sarah Erlewine. She is marketing manager for the Michigan Theater, filling in for Russ Collins, who was away this week. Now, there's some special screenings as well, and one of the movies coming back is absolutely one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Stanley Kubrick's A Clockwork Orange. Again, leave the kids at home.
Again. Yes.
But if you've never seen it, I would highly encourage you do see it. If you have seen it, it's always worth viewing again.
Yep, and that one is actually playing tonight.
9 o'clock.
Playing tonight at 9:30, and it's part of our. So we do a summer classic series with Kerrytown Market and Shops every year, presented by MLife, and we love to do our regular Sunday and Tuesday screenings that we do of classic movies that we think everybody should get out and see. A really great chance to, you know, again, get some air conditioning, take a break, see a classic movie. So one of the things that we like to do, we call our little After Dark series. And the Kubrick series is one of those that we're doing for this year. And so we're going through kind of a highlight through July of the best of Kubrick.
So, yeah, you have Clockwork Orange this week. Next week, it's The Shining.
It's The Shining, yeah.
Right. So,
and that's kind of wrapping up that series. Then we're going to be doing Lynch in August. So.
Lynch in August. And Alfred Hitchcock is making a big splash in town this year.
Oh, my God. He's doing... I've been kind of amazed, actually, because, I mean, I personally love Hitchcock, and he always plays well, but these movies, people are really in the mood for seeing some classic Hitchcock. And again, this is a little bit of a deviation from our normal summer classic approach. Usually we play the same movie on Sunday and Tuesday, and right now we're offering you the chance to see a different movie on Sunday and on Tuesday so that you can get more Hitchcock in for your... for your summer.
So this Sunday, it's The Man Who Knew Too Much.
Yep.
Well, Jerry Stewart.
Yep. Jimmy Stewart and Doris Day. And then on Tuesday, we're going to have The Wrong Man with Henry Fonda.
Always good choices. Now, there is more than independent films and classic film series. There's plenty of Hollywood studio films being released that they're hoping you're going to go see. And by all accounts, this is a film that will be winning consideration for the Oscars.
Absolutely.
A movie called Dunkirk.
Yep, this is the one that everybody's talking about. This is Christopher Nolan's new film, and it's a World War II movie, but he has said it's not a World War II movie. And as I've not seen it, I can't really address what he means by that, but that it's not your standard World War II war movie, that it's taking a different approach. So, but yeah, this is getting a lot of buzz.
But the buzz that I'm hearing is much like when Saving Private Ryan came out, and that first 20 minutes of the film, they said, was the most intense film experience at the time. They're saying that the beginning of this film, and I don't even know that it is oriented in that way, but is very similar.
Right. Yeah, no, people are definitely talking about that. That's the buzz that's out there.
Well, so. I am definitely looking forward to that. As a minor history buff, I will enjoy that. Then there's also another one of these comic book graphic novel kind of films that's coming out, which seems to be the majority of what Hollywood likes to release.
They're certainly popular, aren't they? And I mean, and for good reason, they usually do quite well. But we've got one by Luc Besson, who's from The Fifth Element, coming out of Valerian.
And that was interesting.
It was. You know, I really liked that one. And he also did The Professional, which
was great.
A great movie, a different vibe, but
that's
no.
That's how we first found Natalie Portman,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly, back when she was a wee little thing. So yeah, that's Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets, opening this Friday.
Taking place in the 28th century, which hopefully we'll get to. Hopefully. There is another film, which is kind of more on the lighthearted side, if you're just looking for something silly.
Right,
and,
exactly, yeah.
Way to basically waste an hour and a half.
Kind of like the
it's
female
Girls Trip.
Kind of the female Hangover, I think, is what we're doing
here.
Yeah,
right,
with Regina Hall, Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Tiffany Haddish. Yep.
So once again, the cooling station for the Ann Arbor Art Fairs will be the Michigan Theater. If you're walking downtown, stop by and you'll get some organ music. There's matinee offerings, and it's going to keep you very cool during the course of the next 4 days and the art fairs. I want to look a little bit ahead, Sarah, and into the month of August, because there's going to be a very special appearance by one of Michigan's own, Bruce Campbell, who first came to prominence in a small film called Evil Dead that just took off and resonates today.
Right, exactly. And even still, you know, they've got the TV series based on the Ash versus the Evil Dead. So, yeah, no, Bruce Campbell is a local favorite and always fun and always charming. And we're going to be presenting with Nicholas Books a game show with him called Last Fan Standing. So you're going to be able to come in, answer questions, and the top four get to go up on
stage.
Like what
kind of questions? Evil Dead questions?
Yes, Bruce Campbell questions.
Bruce Campbell questions.
So if you consider yourself like the pinnacle of Bruce Campbell fans, you need to make sure you come out for that. That's on August 30th.
August 30th.
Tickets available now.
Okay, it is a ticketed event.
It is
and,
a ticketed event. You can find a link on our website.
And I would imagine, I'm glad we talked about it today, because come mid-August, those tickets will be gone.
That's what we're hoping.
Exactly right. Sarah Erlewine, thank you so much for stopping by today.
David.
We appreciate it. For Sarah, I'm David Fair, and Russ Collins will join us next week when he returns for another edition of Cinema Chat. It's an exclusive presentation of the news department at your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.